Hey there, amazing people. Welcome back to Affirmations for Digital Overload. This is your girl Laura Bennett, and I'm so glad you're here. Today, we're diving into something that feels more relevant than ever, finding balance between work and personal life. You know the feeling, right? That constant pressure to be on 24/7, checking emails at dinner, scrolling through work chats while cuddling up with a good book? Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? It doesn't have to be this way. Today, we're reclaiming our time and energy, folks, so get ready to feel that awesome sense of empowerment. Now, I want you to picture your life as a beautiful puzzle. Work is one piece, your personal life is another, and finding balance means fitting them together perfectly. It's about creating harmony, not just juggling tasks until you drop. You deserve that fulfilling life where work feels purposeful, and your personal time is cherished, not crammed in between deadlines. Here are five powerful tips to help us master this balancing act. First up, set clear boundaries. This isn't about being rigid, it's about creating healthy space for both sides. Think of it like a VIP club. Work hours are your open time, and personal time is your exclusive after-hours lounge. During work hours, be present and focused on the task at hand. When it's personal time, close that laptop, put away your phone, and embrace that well-deserved break. Ever felt like you were constantly running on autopilot, never truly present? Setting boundaries helps us switch gears and savor each moment. Next, let's talk about saying no with confidence. It's not selfish, it's self-care. You have limited energy and time, so protect them by declining requests that don't align with your priorities or goals. Remember, a resounding no can be more liberating than a strained yes. Now, I know some of you might be thinking, Laura, easy for you to say. But trust me, it gets easier with practice. Start small. Maybe it's declining that extra meeting that could wait or saying no to one social event that doesn't truly excite you. Each time you say no with intention, you're creating space for what truly matters. Number 3. Schedule your downtime. Treat personal time like any other important appointment. Block out time in your calendar for activities you enjoy, reading, hiking, catching up with friends, that relaxing bath you always crave. When it's scheduled, it becomes a priority, not an afterthought. Remember, we recharge when we nurture our passions and interests. Think of it as an investment. Investing in yourself fuels your creativity, reduces stress, and ultimately makes you more productive in all areas of life. Speaking of priorities, number 4. Identify what truly matters. What brings you joy? What are your non-negotiables? Make a list. This helps us stay focused on what's important and prevents ourselves from getting bogged down by the trivial stuff. Maybe it's spending quality time with loved ones, pursuing a creative hobby, or simply enjoying a quiet evening at home. When you know your priorities, you can make choices that align with them, both at work and in your personal life. And lastly, number 5. Practice self-compassion. Remember, we're all human. There will be days when work demands more attention, and there will be days when your personal life takes center stage. That's perfectly normal. Be kind to yourself, don't strive for perfection, and celebrate the small victories along the way. Think about a time you felt completely overwhelmed, juggling deadlines, family commitments, and everything in between. Maybe you pulled an all-nighter, skipped your workout, or canceled plans with friends because you just couldn't keep up. Remember how draining that felt? How stressed you were? Now imagine approaching that situation differently. Maybe you could have communicated your limits to colleagues, delegated some tasks, or simply taken a short break to clear your head. Even small adjustments can make a huge difference in managing stress and finding balance. Remember, folks, this isn't about achieving perfect equilibrium, it's about creating a rhythm that feels right for you. It's an ongoing process of learning, adapting, and prioritizing what truly matters. So, as you go out into the world today, remember these 5 key takeaways. Set clear boundaries, say no with confidence, schedule your downtime, identify your priorities, and practice self-compassion. You've got this. Now go out there and create a life that feels both balanced and fulfilling. I want to hear from you. Share your biggest challenge when it comes to work-life balance in the comments below or tag me on social media at Affirmations for Digital Overload. Let's chat, connect, and inspire each other. Remember, every day is a fresh start to create a life you love. See you back here tomorrow for another dose of mental clarity and motivation.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.